With us right now, State Representative John Spiros. Four bills that you were a big part of getting the governor's signature today, and let's first of all go through one of them, which has to do with the topic known as revenge porn. First, let's explain what's this bill really about and how does it help people?
Well, it's truly, I think it's about vengeance. You talk about ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-husband, ex-wife, someone who puts explicitly nude pictures or videos out on the web in a vengeful manner, and that's what we're trying to stop.
The practice has become more and more common, unfortunately, and this actually gives law enforcement some teeth to help stop it, correct?
It does. And you know what's nice is today at the bill signing we had one of the district attorneys from down in Milwaukee who was up with us, and her and another individual from Women Advocacy, you know, for women who have been victims of different crimes. And both of them said this was an outstanding bill and had nothing but good things to say about it. And, you know, what's interesting is as we worked on this for about 7 months, what we found is a number of victims came to the surface and there was nothing they could do because they went to law enforcement and law enforcement's hands were tied. They could not do anything. So this bill gives it teeth. And what's nice is we're the third state that has passed this bill. And I believe, you know, our law is going to be the strongest out of all three.
Some of the other bills went through today. Give us some highlights there. I understand you had some other things that you got signed today that I haven't heard about yet.
I did. And if you recall, we had talked about the long gun and rifle bill from the standpoint of contingent states as far as in the past, you could only purchase a long gun, rifle, shotgun in a contingent state, being Minnesota or Iowa or Illinois or Michigan. What this bill does is it allows for you to go outside those states and to purchase a long gun or rifle. And there's 40 other states that allow that. They could have done this since 1986. We basically changed law to allow our residents, our hunters, those sportsmen, to be able to do that. So it gives them a larger opportunity as far as looking around and finding something outside the state if they need to.
So it really opens up the market a lot more.
It does. And, you know, they still have to go through the normal process, but what this does is they're not restricted to just those contingent states around us.
Any idea why the old law had that restriction?
You know, back in 1968 is when the Gun Act came in, and then it was changed in 86 to, it changed in 86 to allow for you could take off the contingent. And Wisconsin was one of those states that did not. And it's taken us, a number of years. And finally, you know, it's brought to the forefront that this is a good thing for our sportsmen, our hunters.
Something else I understand that you've been working on that got signed into law today has a change for license plates on old cars. Now, I know I've seen collector plates, hobbyist plates, and I'm wondering what's the big difference here. But you may have something in the works here. What happened with this new bill?
This is a bill that it's specifically for a collector, and it allows them to go to a parade and back, and it makes it easier so that you don't have to do things as far as all the rest of us from the standpoint of our cars are on the roads all the time. There's not. There's going to be in a garage for 99% of the time other than out a few times. So that's all that does is it makes for the opportunity for them.
So is that a special plate or just a usage allowed on a certain plate?
It's a special plate.
What's that plate going to be called?
What's that?
Any idea what that plate will be called?
I believe it's special collector plate. And that was a bill that was put forth by Senator Petrusky and myself.
Did I miss any bills that you had signed today?
We had a combination bill that was mainly for permitting, to take off the permits for combination vehicles, and it's basically just to fall in line with federal law.